So welcome to our church's 13th anniversary.
欢迎大家参加我们教会第十三周周年庆。
So when I was tasked to preach for today, my first thought was, you know, 13 is such an interesting number.
当我知道我今天要讲到的时候，我第一反应就是说，十三好像是这么一个很有意思的一个数字。
So if you lived here long enough, you should know that 13 in most of Western culture is an unlucky number.
如果您在这边居住有一段时间，你就知道应该在西方文化当中，十三可能是一个不是那么幸运的数字。
No one really knows why.
其实我们也确实不知道为什么。
But some think it's because 12 is such a perfect number in ancient writings that 13 just ruins everything.
也许可能就是因为可能在古典文学当中，十二是这么一个完美的数字，所以当你来到十三的时候，他就把所有的一切都搞坏了。
Like the 13th guest at a dinner party in North.Norse mythology was Loki, the troublemaker.
如果你可能你如果对西方文学熟的话，在北欧神话里面在一个为太阳神举办的一个 party 里面，可能第十三个客人他叫洛基，他是一个不速之客，他其实最后把太阳之神杀害了。
Or the 13th guest at the Last Supper was none other than Judas Iscariot, the betrayer of Jesus.
我们当然也知道，在最后的晚餐当中，第十三个客人就是犹大，他是一个叛徒，把耶稣出卖了。
In other areas, there was a novel published in 1903 called Friday the 13th about how the stock market crashed.
在另外一些领域当中，我们其实知道，有一本书，它叫《星期五》，第十三号星期五，就是在那天，这个整个股市都崩溃了。
And of course, there's this cult classic slasher movie in the 80s called by the same name.
其实在1980年代有一个同样的一个非常经典的恐怖电影，也是用同样的名字，十三号星期五。
And statistic wise,
从统计上来讲，
the British Medical Journal even noted that comparing Fridays the 6th to Fridays the 13th, there was a 52% increase in accidents.
在英国的一个医学杂志里面，他们有报道哈，他们专门比较从1989年到1992年的每一个星期五。这个他们在星期五就十三号里面，就是星期那个就是星期五两个星期五，就六号和十三号来比较，在十三如果是十三号那个星期五那天发生的交通事故是比那个前一个星期五多52%。
There is now a mental disorder that people can be diagnosed with called triskaidekaphobia, fear of the number 13.
其实现在在医学当中有一种精神病哈，有一种精神的障，那个精神病，它这个名字就叫十三号恐惧症。
So knowing all that, you know, is celebrating the 13th anniversary of our church such a good idea?
所以如果你知道这些关于十三号的事情之后，你会想，哎，我们今天来庆祝我们教会第十三周年庆，是不是一个很好的这个主意呢
？But there's actually another side of this story.
但是等一下啊，其实故事还有另外一面。
Some people who speak Mandarin Chinese actually consider 13 a lucky number.
有一些可能说国语的中国人华裔哈，可能有的时候有些部分这样的人，他们可能觉得十三号还是一个幸运数字。
So、I found this back in Malaysia when I was looking at elevators to high-rise apartments.
当我在马来西亚的时候，我就发现这样一个有趣的现象。当我去做这个在马来西亚一些高层的这个公寓当中做电梯的时候，我就发现这个事。
So in the West, usually there is no 13th floor.
您知道，在西方很多这个那个大厦里面，它是没有第十三楼的。
Well, in Malaysia, there's no 14th floor, but they have two 13th floors, 13A and 13.
但是在马来西亚呢，他们没有第十四层楼，他们有两个十三楼，一个叫十三层，一个叫十三层 A。
So I asked my mother about this, and she said, "Well, 14 is just a bad number for Chinese people in general because it sounds like the word for certain death."
所以我就问我妈妈这个怎么回事儿，她的妈妈，她的妈妈告诉她，在中国中文当中就是说这个十四是一个不是一个很好的字，就因为十四可能读上去就像说你确实死了，就那个意思哈。
But 13 actually sounds like the words for real growth or lasting growth.
如果你看十三的话，它可能在中文里面发音，它的意思可能就是说你是确实十三，就是可能就发的确实在生长或者确实在成长这个意思。
Chinese words are up there in case you guys want to know.
他说他 这里有一些那个中文的发音，就是你看这个十生，就这个意思，就是说十三就是确实在生长。
So 13 is actually considered a lucky number to at least some Chinese people living in Malaysia and maybe Southeast Asia.
所以从某种意义上来说，可能对一些中国人、一些华裔，他比如说尤其是生活在马来西亚或者东南亚的华裔来说，十三事实上是一个幸运的数字。
So as a caveat, I actually asked my wife about this, and she said, people from mainland China don't believe in such nonsense about number 13.
所以我就为了证实一下，我就问我太太啊，不就她太太哈，就说那个，就说这是那个十三，是不是在中国有这种讲法？但是她的太太说，其实在中国大陆可能没有那么多讲究。But
they don't think it's a bad number. It's more like a neutral number.
所以他们不觉得十三是一个幸运数字，也不觉得十三是一个坏的数字，反正就是一个中性的数字。So
since we're both Chinese and American, what does it mean for us?
所以今天我们很多人又是中国人又是美国人，所以十三对我们意味着什么呢？
Is 13 a lucky number or a cursed number?
十三是意味着幸运呢，还是一个咒诅？
Or more importantly, what does it mean for the 13th year of our church?
更重要的是，我想请大家思考一下，十三对我们这个教会意味着什么？
Will be a time of definite growth or a time of trouble and strife?
我们是不是来到了一个时间点，是我们 接下来要确确实实的增长，还是我们可能就会衰退？So
believe it or not, that's what I'm going to talk to you about today.
所以就不管大家知不知道，我就想告诉大家，今天是我想这个是关于十三这个数字，是我想跟大家探讨的。So
where do we go from here as a church?
所以尤其是从今开始，我们的教会走向哪里？Why
don't you turn with me to our text for today, Psalm 105?
请大家跟我一起阅读，把你的圣经打开。 诗篇105篇，跟我们一起来阅读今天的经文。We'll
read verses 1 to 8.
我们要阅读诗篇105篇第一节到第八节。I'll
read in English first, then Daniel will read in Chinese.
Carrie 会念英文，然后我来念中文。Verse
1. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wondrous acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. O descendants of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations.
好，我来念中文，诗篇105篇。 你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为，要向他唱诗歌颂，谈论他一切奇妙的作为，要以他的圣名夸耀，寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜，要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。他仆人亚伯拉罕的后裔，他所拣选雅各的子孙啊，你们要纪念他奇妙的作为和他的奇事，并他口中的判语。他是耶和华我们的神，全地都有他的判断。
Based on this passage,
okay,
first talk about where as a church do we go from here. Then,
我想首先来谈一下，就是说我们教会从今开始应该前面的方向是什么？
Then how do we proceed into that future?
然后我们怎么样朝这个方向去努力？
So let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Father.
亲爱的天父,
we thank you that we can come here to worship you and celebrate our 13th birthday of our church.
谢谢您让我们在您给我们这个教会十三周年庆的时候来到这个殿中一起敬拜。
Help us to look to you and your word as we move forward into the future of this church.
主啊，求你帮助我们能够寻求你的面，然后能够知道您在我们这个教会将来的旨意。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢神，我们赞美你。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
Amen. So our first point for today, I believe we are standing at a crossroads in the story of our church.
所以我想今天跟大家分享的今天第一点就是说，我们正在站在一个十字路口，我们教会的十字路口。I
believe that 13 years old is a significant point in the lifespan of this church.
我更加相信第十三年是对一个教会的整个发展过程当中是一个非常重要的节点。So
let me give you a background to help you understand.
So, 让我来跟大家分享一下有一些这个背景。
See, I personally am very partial to the number 13 for a couple of reasons.
其实对我个人而言，我个人跟十三还是有很非常紧密的一些联系的。
First, I was born on the 13th, so to me, it's a great number.
首先，他是在第十三号生的，他生的时候是十三号，所以对他来说是十三，对他来说是一个很重要的一个数字。
But second, as a youth pastor, I think 13th is a turning point to a life of a youth.
第二呢，因为作为一个青少年的牧师。 大家都知道13岁是对一个小孩子来说是很重要，因为13岁是意味着从孩子变成青少年。
So, we ask why that is? Well, 13th is the first year that a youth becomes a teenager.
所以就像刚才说的，就是为什么呢？因为13岁来说，因为在美国这个13这个teenager这个数字，就是说从孩子变成了青少年。
So many of you who had or still have teenagers might remember that your child's 13th birthday is a time of great rejoicing, as well as a time of great distress.
所以，如果您曾经有过您的孩子这是青少年的这段经历的话，您可能就知道十三岁孩子十三岁这个生日是个很有意思的一个日子。它可能是一个庆祝的时候，但是也是意味着对父母来说很多的烦恼开始了。
Great rejoicing because you made it these first 12 years without strangling your kid, despite how much you wanted to.
因为这是一个十三岁，是一个很高兴的日子，是因为你可能会庆祝过去的12年当中，你没有把你的孩子掐死，就是尽管你可能想了很多次要把他掐死。But
a time of great distress because you don't think that would be true in the next 6 years.
可是但是因为这确实又是一个你的那个患难开始的日子，因为可能你过去6年当中都没有想到，哎呀，这十三岁这么快就来了。
So these teenagers, they're so moody, they're surly, and they're judgmental.
因为我们知道青少年，十三岁开始的青少年，他们很多时候他们的脾气非常的坏，他们会变得非常粗鲁。然后呢，他们好像自以为是，什么东西都要去评头论足。They're
rebellious, they ignore you, they don't ever want to do anything.
他们变得非常叛逆，他们忽视家长的这个言语，他们根本就不想听任何父母的话。
They're just not as fun as they used to be.
总的来说，他们就不像小时候那么好玩了。
Yeah, I know many of you parents of teenagers just want to leave them alone because that's what they want as well.
所以我知道很多这个青少年的父母有的时候就讲算了吧，让他们去吧，因为可能这些孩子他们就不想让你管他。But
that's exactly what you should not do.
可是我想跟大家说，这其实就是做父母的不应该去做的。
Yeah, I believe the teenage years are some of the most important times of a person's life.
你知道这个青少年时代对每一个人来成长的过程当中来说，这是最重要的一个阶段。
In addition to all the external changes, the teen years are also when we develop our character, the type of person we want to be.
其实除了这个外表上的很多变换以外，这个青少年时代是一个人的品格、他的道德规范形成的一个最重要的一个阶段。
So it's your job as parents to teach them the values that you want them to have.
所以作为父母，我们的责任就是要告诉他们怎么样的正确的价值观。So
during their teen years, they will encounter situations that will force them to choose.
因为在这个青少年这个阶段当中，这些孩子会不由自主的，他们可能去，也不是经过他们选择，他们要去做一些选择。Between
being unethical or moral, generous or selfish.
比如说，他们要去面对是做一个不道德的人，还是道德要做个道德的人，要去做这个一个忠实的人，还是做一个不忠诚的人。
Being vindictive or forgiving, being loyal or being unfaithful.
他们要去选择对很多事情，他们是要去怀恨在心呢，还是要去选择去原谅？他们是要去这个变成，刚才我讲错，是一个大方还是不大方？现在是忠诚还是不忠诚？
So these years form the basis of what they will be when they're adults.
所以这些事情都是他们以后成为成人以后，很多这些基本的价值观是这样形成的。But
most important of all, you need to teach them the seriousness of the Christian faith.
但是更为重要的是，作为家长，我们需要教导他们我们基督徒的信，基督教的信仰。What's
more important? What should their priorities be? Their spiritual life or their secular life?
更重要的是，他们能够应该知道，他们对他们来说，他们 对他们最重要的是什么？是属灵的生命还是属世的生活？
They don't know how to make these choices yet, which means you have to make that choice for them.
你知道很多孩子在这个阶段，他们不知道做怎么样的选择，这也是为什么我们作为家长呢，我们要引导他们。
I've heard a lot of complaints from parents from teenagers saying how their teens just won't listen to them when they tell them to come to church.
我听到很多父母跟我分享，就是当他们想叫他们的孩子来教会的时候，很多的孩子不听他们。
So I don't really know what to say other than you're their parents. Do something about it.
其实我也常常有的时候我不知道怎么去回答，我只是跟他们讲说，嘿，你是父母，所以你要做你应该做的事情。
You might not be able to physically drag them to church since some of them are bigger than you now.
因为可能事实上有的时候已经不可能你硬把他们拽着来教会了，因为很多的孩子已经比你高大。
But there are plenty other ways to get them to come.
但是我想说有很多其他的方法把孩子带到教会来。
See, there's a video clip online of a parent forcing his son to run to school every day for a week because he was bullying another kid.
你看这里有一个小的录影啊，它其实是关于就是说美国的一个父母哈、啊，一个父亲，他逼着他孩子每天跑步去上学，去一周，因为他在这个孩子在学校里欺负他的同学。
On this day, he videotaped it.
I'm sorry.
He videotaped it.
哦、他把这个整个过程，他孩子跑步去每天上学的这个过程都录影下来了。
It was raining, but he put a poncho on his kid, gave him a waterproof backpack, and still forced him to run to school.While he followed in a car.
然后他拍那个录影的那一天正好是在下雨，但是他逼着他孩子穿着雨衣跑步到上学，然后让他孩子带一个防水的书包。
There's actually some comments that say, you know, that's torture, that's child abuse.
所以很多人看到以后就说他这是对孩子是一个折磨，是一个这个是个虐待孩子。
No, it's not. It's good old-fashioned parenting, what you call creative punishments.
所以但我想说这不是。对孩子的这个虐待，这其实只是一个这个我想说是一个有创造性的惩罚。
So you need to be creative in your punishments too. You have to think outside the Chinese box.
所以我想说，作为我们来说，我们也有这要做一些这样创造性的管教。我们要跳出我们的中国人的传统思维。
So a couple suggestions for you.
所以我这里有给大家一些建议。
If they don't come to church or even to Friday night fellowship,
所以如果你的孩子不愿意礼拜天来教会崇拜，或者说礼拜五晚上他不愿意来参加团契，
you can turn off their 4G. All you have to do is call your carrier or even go to their store, tell them that this phone doesn't get or only gets voicemail.
所以你可以这么做哈，比如说你把那个孩子的这个手机里面的那个流量关掉，或者你跑到那个他们的手机的供应商这个商店里面，就跟他们确定说这个你。这个孩子的这个电话，他只能收语音。
If that still doesn't work, you can unplug your Wi-Fi router and hide it.
所以如果这还不行的话，你就在家里把你们家那个无线那个上网的这个路由器关掉，然后把它藏起来。
No internet for anyone.
所以家里没有一个人可以上网。
Not just for a couple hours, but for a day, maybe even for a whole week.
所以不仅仅是一两个小时的事情，我在说大家就是说，整一整天或者一个星期，全家人都不能上网。
If you need to keep going, then tell them you won't drive them to any of their activities if you don't go to church.
然后如果你还需要更多的话，你就告诉他，如果你不来教会的话，我就不带你去参加你的各种各样的活动。
No soccer, no debate, no band, no orchestra, nothing.
就你不能去踢足球，你不能去参加辩论赛，你不能参加你的乐队或者参加你的乐团，什么东西都不行。
Don't let them choose activities that run at the same time as church.
或者说请大家不要让他们选择这些活动是跟教会活动有冲突的时间。
Most of your parents are probably getting indigestion at what I'm saying right now.
我在想很多在座的父母可能心里面就无法接受我在跟大家分享这些建议。
They're probably thinking, if I do that, how are they going to do their homework?How will they meet their extracurricular requirements? How will they keep their rankings?
也许你就会在想，如果我做这些，比如说不让他们所有的事情都不让他们做的话，他们怎么做他们的作业呢？他们怎么样去参加他们的课外的活动呢？然后他们怎么样维持他们在这个学业上，在学校里这个排名呢？
Well, it all goes back to the question of what's more important, their spiritual life or their secular life.
可是我想提醒大家注意的是一个基本的问题，是哪个事情是更加重要的？他们的属灵的生命。还是他们在世上的这些生活。
Would you rather they fail some assignments, exams, or and get kicked out of some team, or that they fail in their faith and fail their God?
如果让您做一个选择的话，您情愿他们在世上这些学业上他有一些不及格失败，还是他们在属灵的生命生活当中，接下来在教会生活当中完全的失败？
See, I know you want to be your teen's friend, but they have plenty of friends.
我知道可能您会说你想要做你孩子的朋友，可是我想提醒大家，他们有太多的朋友了。
They only have you as their parents.
可是他们只有您作为他们的父母。
So even though it doesn't seem like they're paying attention, your children are always watching and listening to what you do and what you say.
所以有的时候好像你看来你的孩子对什么事情都漠不关心，但事实上你的孩子时时刻刻在观察，就作为父母，你们在说的话，你们在做的事情。
Do you live out what you believe? Do you put your God and His church as priority, or is it all just lip service?
所以这里就有个问题，请问大家，作为父母，您有没有每天活出基督耶稣的生命？你们有没有把教会、把上帝作为我们生命当中的最最首要的事情？还是我们成天只是在嘴上说说我们是基督徒
？See, if you let them stay at home because they're just too tired, they need to do homework, they have a hockey game or a swim competition.
所以，如果因为你的孩子可能他说他很累，或者说他们要做作业，或者他们要去打冰球，或者一些他们的乐队有活动，你就让他们待在家里不来教会了吗
？Well, they remember it and they know.Church is not a priority, not even for my parents.
所以如果因为这些事情，你曾经让你的孩子不要来教会，那他们可能就会觉得，嘿，对我父母来说，去教会也不是一个最重要的事情啊。
See, we only go to church when it's convenient, when we don't have something more important to do, like schoolwork, or friends' party, or a game, or recital, or just sleeping.
所以如果我们给孩子这样一种印象，好像我们来教会就是我们有空的时候来，哈，就是我们没有别的事情可以做，我们不需要做功课了，哈，不需要去参加朋友的派对，或者说没有一些别的重要的一些比赛啊，一些演唱，就是说那个演唱啊或者怎么样的事情，我们才去教会吗
？Don't be afraid of their teenage tantrums. I don't worry over them failing a test or two.
所以我想跟大家说。如果你的孩子发脾气，他们的脾气不好，其实你不要担心。如果你的孩子在学校里可能某一门功课不及格，你也不要担心。
Trust me, getting an F won't affect their long-term future. It might actually be good for them.
请相信我，如果偶尔一两次他们的学业上他们不及格，这并不是坏事，而有可能对他们一生成长过程当中反而是一个好事。
So do some actual parenting, especially you fathers.
所以我想提醒大家的事情是真正 做我们父母应该做的事情，尤其是对我们做这些做父亲的来说。
Fathers are called to be the spiritual leaders of your house, so it's time to man up.
父亲其实是一个家庭的属灵的领袖，所以做我们这些做父亲来说，我们很重要，就做一个真正的男人在家里。
So you're probably wondering what does all this have to do with the 13th anniversary?
可是我讲了这么多，你可能都在想，你讲这么多事情跟我们教会十三周年有什么关系
？Well, it's because I believe that today we together as a church are now a teenager.
你知道吗？其实因为作为我来讲，我相信作为我们教会这十三，我们庆祝这第十三周年，其实我们教会也是在一个青少年的成长这个关键点。
And just like any teens, we're at a stage where the church needs to figure out what the values are.How to prioritize his resources and where to go from here.
所以就像青少年一样，我们的教会其实现在这样一个人生的一个阶段哈，就是我们需要知道我们怎么样往前走，我们怎么样需要合理的安排我们的资源，怎么样做更好的安排。
So as I said in introduction, we are a point where the church stands at a crossroads.
就像我一开始在讲的，其实我相信我们教会其实是在一个很重要的十字路口。
We can enter a time of definite growth.Or a time of distress and decline.
所以我们其实面临这样一个很重要的事情，是我们接下来开始会更加确确实实成长，还是可能就此我们就会衰落
？For you mathematicians out there and engineers, we are at a meta-stable point in our development.
如果在座的这里有数学家或者说工程师的话，其实我想跟大家讲，我们现在这个阶段就处于在学术上讲的是个亚稳定状态。
At this critical juncture, what we value and how we decide to proceed can impact the future of our church, either to new growth or to decline.
所以在这样一个很重要的一个阶段，我们做怎么样的决断，我们的价值观是什么，我们怎么样往前走，在这样的时候会影响我们将来的是我们确确实实会生长，还是我们可能不可避免的会犯一些错误或者说衰退。
So in case you think I'm making this up,
就如果你觉得这是我自己编造出来的话，我想请大家看这样一个图。
Dr. Malfers from DTS actually wrote a book called Advanced Strategic Planning.
Dr. Malfers 他是这个达拉斯神学院的一个教授，他写了一本书，就是说这个叫 Advanced Strategic Planning, 就是说这个教会的怎么样增长的一个战略性的一个发展规划，他有这样一个图。
So you take a look, in every life cycle of a church, there are critical points where an organization can launch a new S-curve to revitalize their church.
所以其实如果从这个图来看，其实说作为每个教会来说，它都会经历一个教会的成长阶段，就像这条 S 的曲线，它有个时候常常在这条线上就会告诉我们教会在哪个点会振兴。
And I believe we are at one of these points in the lifetime of our church.
所以我相信我们的教会就是在这样一个关键一个 节点上是，就是我们会怎么样朝前走。
So let's take a step back and see how we got here.
所以让我们退后一步，我们再看看我们现在的状况。
Take a look at verse 4 of Psalm 105.
所以我想请大家看一下诗篇第105篇的第四节。
Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always.
圣经在这里面说，我们要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
See, we started out well. As a new church, we had to rely on God, looking to the Lord and his strength.
所以让我们来回想一下，当我们开始这个教会的时候，是一个新的教会的时候，我们没有别的选择，只是必须要信靠神，从神那边支取。方向还有能力。
We saw his face when there were trouble, and we stuck to our main purpose.
所以当我们尤其是当我们面对困难的时候，我们可能常常记得我们会去寻求神的面，可能我们会常常去寻找他，我们要遵循神的在我们身上的旨意。
Everything we did was about him, our God, and about Jesus, our Lord.
所以在教会初创阶段，可能我们所有做的事情都是我们的神，我们的耶稣基督。
Look at verse 1-3.
所以我们再看一下这个诗篇105篇第一节到第三节。
Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wondrous acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
这诗篇105篇1到3节这么讲，你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为，要向他唱诗歌颂。谈论他一切奇妙的作为，要以他的圣名夸耀。寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜。
In the first 13 years, we gave thanks, we called on his name, we made known his deeds by sharing the gospel.
可能在这个前面的第13个年当中，我们就是我们常常求告他的名，我们也是靠着传扬耶稣基督奇妙的作为来跟我们周遭的人努力的传福音。
We fulfilled our mission through singing praise to him, telling of his acts, and glorying in his name.
所以我们可能就是在履行神给我们这样一个使命当中，所以我们就会常常去歌唱，去赞美神，也去谈论他一切奇妙的作为。
And through it all, we rejoiced in seeking the Lord.
所以在这个过程当中，我们就会心中就相当欢喜。
See, this church is still here because we chose to glory in his name.Not in our own.
所以这也是为什么我们今天有教会的今天，就是因为我们一直选择我们要去荣耀耶稣基督的名，而不是我们自己的名字。
We chose to put him at the center.
我们选择把耶稣作为我们生命的中心。
But now that we have gone through the hard part,
所以现在可能来说，我们已经度过了一些这个艰难的阶段。
We are now a thriving church. How do we proceed from here?
所以我们教会正在这个兴旺发展过程当中，所以这个很重要的问题就是说，我们怎么样再往前走。
So do we like a teenager who thinks he knows everything, says to God, stand aside, God, I got this.
所以我们是不是像一个这样一个变成青少年这个小孩子这么说，嘿，上帝啊，我们什么都明白了，你就让我们自己走吧。
So we know how to get people to come to our church, we know how to keep this place running, we even know how to get people baptized.
所以我们已经知道怎么样把人带到我们这个教会当中来，我们也知道怎么样让这个教会能够每天有正常的运行，我们也知道怎么样给信徒施洗。
Thanks for keeping us together for the first 12 years, but we can handle it from here.
所以上帝啊，谢谢您带领我们过去的12年，我们相信我们自己可以走前面的道路了。
So are those our values now as a teenage church?
所以这些该不该是我们作为一个这个青少年的这个第十三岁的这个第十三周年这个教会应该有的这些价值观呢
？Is that our way forward？
这是我们朝前走的一个动力一个方向吗
？Oh, to go back to the original question.
所以我其实还想回到刚才这个一开始这个问题当中。
So what do we need to do to make sure our church enters the year of true growth as opposed to decline？
所以一个很重要的问题就是说，我们教会在这个节骨眼上，我们是怎么样继续往前走？是更加成长，还是有可能就会衰退
？The answer is that trust that God will take care of the sanctity of His church.
所以我想，我的答案就是，我们还是要信靠神，信靠神能够让我们这个教会继续能够成为他圣洁的器皿。
Look at verse 8.
让我们来再看一下这个诗篇第八一百零五篇第八章一百零五章第八节。
He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations.
这第八节他说，他纪念他的约，直到永远，他所吩咐的话，直到千代。
Technically, his covenant is to Abraham, Isaac, and the Israelites.
我从可能从技术上来讲，这个原来上帝他这个立的约，他是跟亚伯拉罕、跟以撒、跟雅各约立的。
But I believe we as a church are part of this covenant as well.
但是我坚信我们的教会也是这个约当中的一部分。
If you read through the rest of Psalm 105, it reminds the readers that time and time again that God protected his people, provided for his people, and empowered his people.
所以当如果您阅读这诗篇108篇接下来的经文当中，你就会看到神一再的提醒我们，就是说这个上帝他保护他的子民，他供应他的子民，他也赐能力给他的子民。
All for the one purpose stated all the way down in verse 45.
神做所有这一切都是为了一个原因，这个原因就是在这个第四节第五节当中说的。
That they might observe his statutes and keep his laws.
神要我们好遵守他的律例，守他的律法。
And it's the same with this church.
所以这些教训其实对我们教会是完全是适用的。
As long as we observe his statutes and keep his laws.
只要我们常常遵守他的律例，守他的律法。
As long as we look to the Lord for his strength,
只要我们常常寻求神的面，从他那边支取能力。
As long as we fulfill our purpose and our mission as a church,
只要我们教会履行我们教会当初的使命
，which is to call on His name, sing His praises, giving thanks and glorifying His name,
那就是我们常常呼求他的名，常常给。把颂赞和荣耀都归功给神。
Then we are within His covenant, and God will protect His church and make it thrive, just like He promised Israel.
那这样的话，我们的教会就常常会在他的应许当中，上帝就会继续保护我们这个教会，也让我们这个教会继续兴旺发达。
But if one day we decide that we want to make known the name of this church instead,
可是，如果有一天我们想做的只是把我们教会自己的名字传扬出去
，or tell everyone how great we are and to proclaim the great deeds of our church，
或者说我们常常告诉我们周边的人我们这个教会有多么好，我们常常说我们教会做了多少多少的好事
In short, if we don't seek His face in all we do and glory in His name，
所以如果我们就因为常常是说我们自己的好而忘了去寻求神的面，忘了去荣耀他的名。
We have lost the point of being a church.
那对我们来个这个教会来说，这些事情就变成毫无意义了。
Then, as it says in verse 5,
所以在诗篇一百零五篇第五节这么说。
Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced.
你们要纪念他奇妙的作为和他的奇事，并他口中的判语。
Meaning his wonders include both his judgments as well as his miracles.
所以我想提醒大家注意，上帝他这里的奇妙的作为，包括他所行的神迹，更包括他的审判。
As you can see in the history of Israel,
我们可以从以色列人的历史可以看到
，When they broke their covenant with God, judgment came upon them in the form of decline and disaster.
当以色列人他们没有遵循他们跟神所建立这个约的时候，接下来的就是。衰退，接下来的就是灾难。
And it could be the same with us.
其实这些东西会同样会发生到我们身上。
If we break faith with our mission as a church,
如果我们打破我们跟神的这些我们跟神跟我们那些我们建立教会当初的诺言，打破我们跟神之间的建立的这个约的话
If we stop relying on God and glorifying His name, God may judge us too.
所以当然后我们就开始不再去荣耀神的名的话， 这些灾难这些不好的事情都会发生在我们身上。
It's just like a father who will discipline his son to make sure he learns the family values.
就像一个父亲怎么样教导他的孩子一个正确的家庭的观念。
So God will do the same to a church that has strayed from its purpose and mission.
所以如果神看到我们这个教会远离神给我们的教训，给我们当初的这个使命的话，神也会给我们这样的教训。
Judgment from God may take many different forms.
神的审判可能会有不同的形式。
From sickness to strife to decline.
可能会你会生病，可能你会这个碰到很多的困难，或者你可能就会衰退。
But I think the worst is when a church has to close its doors because God has deemed that it's not fulfilling its purpose anymore.
但我觉得最坏的一件事情就是这个教会的门被神关上了，因为神觉得我们不在神的旨意当中。
Don't get me wrong. There are many reasons a church may fail. Government, society, finance.
请不要错误领会我的意思哈，因为事实确实今天的教会有很多原因会让教会这个关门，比如说有政府的原因，有这个社会的原因，可能还有一些这个经济上的问题。
But I think the one reason we don't want a church to fail is because it has been judged by God.
但是我想我们最不愿意见到的事情就是说这个教会关门是因为神的审判。
On the other hand,
从另外一个角度来说，
A church may have true growth if it remains in the Lord.
如果一个教会一直在神的旨意当中，这个教会就会兴旺，就会成长。
Abiding by His word and glorifying Him in all we do.
所以我们必须要常常遵守他的话，能够常常记得去荣耀神的名。我们不管做什么样的事情，都是为了荣耀神。
The growth could be in numbers.
是的，一个教会如果你去判别教会怎么样成长，可能数字人数的增长是一个方面。
But I think the more important growth is in our relationships, both with God and with each other.
但是我觉得最重要的一个成长的一个衡量标准就是我们跟神的关系，我们每个成员跟上帝的关系。
So our application for today is trust that God will protect the sanctity of our church in the coming years.
所以我想今天更想跟大家分享的一个重要的一个我们要运用到我们生活当中的一个点，就是说神会保护我们，让我们每个人在这个事情上成为圣洁。
So in review today,
所以我们再复习一下。
We celebrate our church's 13th anniversary, and I believe we are at a crossroads in the life of our church.
所以我今天想跟大家这个重要的一个信息，就是说，当我们今天在一起庆祝我们教会第13周年的时候，我们要清清楚楚的明白，我们其实正在一个教会成长的一个十字路口。
Do we hold on to Jesus and rely on God for the continued growth of our church?
所以我们是继续紧紧抓住神，靠着耶稣基督来寻求我们教会的成长。
Or do we strike out on our own, thinking we can do better?
还是我们就开始就靠我们自己，觉得我们能够自己靠自己就能做得更好。
Later on, we'll be recognizing people who have done a lot to help complete our renovation project in the community hall, the kitchen, and the playground outside.
所以等一下我们会recognize，就会要感谢很多弟兄姊妹，在这尤其在我们教会这个建堂新堂扩建的过程当中做了很多贡献的这些弟兄姊妹。
See, we don't do this to make you feel jealous or to glorify one person or a group of person.
当我们去感谢这些弟兄姊妹的时候，我们不是说为了说让您有一些这个羡慕嫉妒，或者说觉得我们做这些事情是为了只是感谢某一位弟兄姊妹。
We do it so that we can rejoice together in their service to our God and in how this new space will further God's kingdom, not our own.
我们做这些就是为了大家，我们大家庆祝我们教会今天所有的一切，是为了大家一起来欢喜，一起来赞美神在我们教会当中的作为。
Ultimately, we do it as said in Hebrews 10:23 and 24.
所以其实这些就像我们做这些事情，其实就像在新约圣经希伯来书。 第十章二十到三到二十四节当中所说的，
to spur each other on toward love and good deeds as we hold unswervingly onto the hope we profess, which is Jesus.
就是我们做这些事情，就是要我们坚守承认我们所承认的指望不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。神要让我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
So on this special day, I challenge all of NLGC, myself included.
所以在今天这个特别的日子，我想给整个新生命福音堂有一个挑战，包括我自己在内。
Keep our first love, Jesus our Lord, as the center of everything that we do here.
那就是我们一直把我们当初起初我们的爱，就是耶稣基督，作为我们整个教会，我们每个人生命的中心。
Then we could be sure that God will take care of our church in the next 13 years through real definite growth in Him, as He had done for the past 13 years.
如果我们真的这样做的话，我们可以确定上帝还会接下来路程当中，在接下来的13年和更长的时间里面，一直会保护我们，保守我们这个教会有确确实实的增长。
So let's pray.
所以请让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you that we can be here to celebrate the 30th anniversary of this church.
我们感谢神，你让我们在一起，在这个教会庆祝有第13个年头。
Keep us looking to you always as we move into a new phase of our church life.
求主让我们，当教会进入新的一个阶段的时候，继续常常寻求你的面。
And remind us that we are here to glorify not ourselves, but the glory in your name forever.
就常常提醒我们，我们在这里不是为了荣耀我们自己，乃是为了荣耀你。
We thank you and we praise you.
我们感谢主，我们赞美主。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
Amen.
In the quietness of your own heart right now, let's just commit everything that we are to the Lord. Our brokenness, where we've been, where we're going. Just commit yourself to the Lord right now.
Stand.